While the nation has again been wrestling with the death of young black men at the hands of police, exemplified in two fatal shootings of late in the ongoing trial in Minnesota, Albany has been wrestling with a new policing plan that many call inadequate and a proposed ban on most uses of tear gas, which was utilized last spring in the city.
And I mean, I just think that we, if we completely take it away, it would leave us in a bad spot, and we risk harm to both our citizens, our police, maybe even property. But again, the changes I made, if anyone has any questions about it, I made it so the chief or deputy needed to be on site making that call. I mean, that if you think about adding these things, it narrows down the likelihood of it being used. So chief or deputy on site, making that determination. Again, the riotous situation, that when we had that public safety meeting, everyone was talking about riot and the definition of riot, and we're going round and round. So what I did was I went into the New York State Penal Law to the riot section, riot first, and that's where that language came from. The 11 or more or more folks engaged in violent and tumultuous behavior, property damage, people getting injured and whatnot. There's a couple of the, I believe Mr. Hoey was first.
Thank you, Kelly. I was shocked when I saw your changes. I'm going to be honest. We did not have the kinetic weapons in the original, and you put it back in, rubber bullets. I try to tell you, I have a cousin who lost his eye because of rubber bullet. You know, they're doing this again in Ireland. You see the stuff going on. A country or a state or a municipality that has to use violence against their own citizens, that's not the country that I was born to. I'm sorry. Now, we heard from the police themselves, this gas has not been used twice in 30-something years. So what did they do? And nobody's answering me. What did you do before we had this gas?
A protest rally started before Common Council discussion of the tear gas ban continued last Wednesday and resulted in a series of actions at the South Station of the Albany Police Department, where another chemical assailant, pepper spray, was used by police on protesters. We and other media around the city reported on what occurred on location. Later, Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Mayor Kathy Sheehan responded to what was reported.
What we saw Wednesday evening was not a peaceful protest. It was a riot. It was a planned, premeditated, calculated effort on the part of individuals to attack police officers and police property. And their motivation appeared to be to elicit a response from police officers, a response that would be recorded, their recording manipulated, and then used to further a false narrative about what happened during that incident and about similar incidents that have been happening not just here, but across the country. And we have a series of videos that we will be sharing. Some of those videos are from fixed mounted exterior cameras outside of South Station. Others are from body worn cameras from the officers who were on the scene. Personally, I was sickened by what I saw, because for me, it was another example of individuals who were using the cover of peaceful protests, hijacking those protests, and using that cover to engage in violent and destructive behaviors.
I have to say, our officers, particularly our black officers, were subjected to language and slurs that, had they been uttered by a coworker, that coworker would have been fired. They sought to de-escalate the situation. They removed themselves from the front of South Station. It was only after The protesters were banging on the doors, trying to get in, breaking a window, all of that done by protesters, not by the police, by protesters, in a scene that was eerily familiar to us and reminded me of what we saw at the Capitol on January 6th. None of that was reported by the media. Many of you were not there when these incidents occurred, but some of you saw them and chose not to report them. Protesters violently assaulting South Station, using a blinding light to interfere with officers' ability to do their jobs, and screaming provocations, including disgusting racial slurs at Black officers. You know, the way that these events are depicted in the media matters. The way that these events are depicted in the media can result in danger and violence. And it does matter. It does matter. And so I just know that I received my degree in journalism before most of you were born, but I believe that all of us were taught that the principles of truthfulness and accuracy and objectivity and fairness are a part of what we are taught.
On Saturday, another protest started at Townsend Park and marched to South Station, where we again caught up with protesters, including organizer Legacy Casanova. So tell me about tonight. How's it been going and what's going to happen at this point?
Tonight, you know, we plan on occupying until the officers resign. Officer Anderson, well, Lieutenant Anderson, Officer Felton, and Chief Hawkins, we want them to resign. We also want Kathy Sheehan to resign. And if it doesn't happen, we're going to keep being out here protesting constantly. Right now, tonight, it's our first night. We're out here basically, you know, demanding for them to basically resign. And if they don't, then we're going to continue to be out here. They assaulted us, used force, pepper spray, and that's not right at all.
What happened today with the woman in the car?
So there was a lady that tried to run us over. I'm not sure what happened. I just know she tried to run into the crowd, and people were just like, you know, move over and just basically let her go.
Okay.
I'm the one that put her back into her car. She was yelling terrible, terrible slurs at every person of color in sight.
And she spit on
spit on two people. She got out of her car and was chasing after people. And the cops sat there watching this whole thing happen and did nothing.
Was this around the Capitol?
Yes. Yes.
This is as you were marching down?
Yes. She attempted to drive through the crowd at first and was asked why she did it and just started going off on people. She was like going nuts. I don't know what her problem was, but...
Then she eventually just got in her car and left? Or?
No, she had to be removed from the people so the march could continue as the cops were watching this whole thing happen.
Yes.
And as somebody held her back so everybody could move on, she was yelling and screaming and then was slamming that person with her car door that was trying to hold her away from people. And the cops were literally standing right there
watching it
happen.
Earlier on Saturday, Mayor Sheehan put out a new statement retracting some of what she had said the day before. Albany residents have reached out to me regarding my comments at Friday's press conference comparing the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to Wednesday's attack on South Station, it read. My comments referred to the physical actions of the use of violence to attempt to gain unlawful entry into a government building. To be clear, the January 6th insurrection was fueled by white supremacy and was an assault on our democracy. In no way did I intend to compare the insurrection to the BLM movement or protests. I am sorry.
Jamaica Miles, and one of the problems that Albany is facing is the discussion over whether or not to ban tear gas. While elected officials are debating, people have been adamant, the residents in Albany and the individuals that come through for whatever reason have been really adamant that there needs to be a full ban on tear gas. And so Monday, there's still the call for people to testify at the Common Council meeting, to send emails, to make calls to their representatives and send text messages, which we did on Wednesday. Started that on Wednesday and calling for that to continue because it is the people's voice that needs to be heard. And Kelly Kimbrough and Michael O'Brien need to hear that.
And what about the so-called plan, which... will that be able to come back onto the table at some point?
I mean, what plan, and plan by who? Because what we saw in the city of Albany, we saw in every other city, that there was a performative representation of creating change. And then once it was all over, the police chief and the mayor made the decision about what was going to move forward. And it wasn't the voice of the people. The people are demanding to be heard.
And then any word on the Sheehan administration's response to this in today's Times Union?
It was, I can't even say disappointing, what Sheehan said in response to Wednesday, the fact that she compared it to January 6th and then tried to backpedal as if saying sorry was going to take back the racist remarks that she made. She has messed up, and she has shown the people that she doesn't understand the plight of this marginalized and abused community, and that she continues to side with their abuser, the cops.
So is it going to be a long summer, or are we making progress at some point?
I think that there has been progress, even though incremental, but not in the way that we need. We have changed the culture of the Capital District. We've changed the culture of Albany about what we will accept and how we're going to show up. It is a culture of protest. And that is something that those who are uncomfortable with it, they're going to have to get comfortable, because it's only going to grow. We're not going to wait 20 years for change.
Monday night, April 19th, simultaneous to this broadcast, the Albany Common Council was set to vote on their amended ban on tear gas while the protests outside South Station continued.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
We will maintain our reporting on what unfolds from a community perspective. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.